now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
You can create more opportunities than you will ever, ever find. You need to create opportunities. If you're currently looking for a new career or you're out of work right now, I want to discuss creating opportunities for you. See, I'm an insider, right? I'm a career. That's hopefully why you listen to the show. I'm a career insider. This is what I do. I help companies find key people. That's what I do for a living. So I'm going to share some things with you that you may not know. First of all, when you're looking for that perfect career position, it's an art. It's an art. And it's something that you can only do for yourself. What's the good company for your friends and family and your sister and brother may not be right for you. It may not be right for you. This is something that only you can do for you. Do not limit your search to actual job openings. Do not limit your search to actual job openings. If you want excellent maximum results from your job hunting, from your job search, look for job opportunities. Kind of sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Do not limit your search to actual openings. You need to look for opportunities. You can create more opportunities than you will ever find. Now, let's dig into this a little bit here. Because this is why firms like ours, the Palumbo Company, exist. The positions we work on aren't being advertised. It goes back to the thing I said many, many times on the show, that every company is looking, right? We've talked about that before. But let's dig into this creating opportunities a little bit. Let me ask you a question. If you're obsessed with finding a career position based on what's in it for you, right? What's the benefits? What's the location? What's the blah, 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 everything that you need for you and your family, your career. In other words, your own needs, right? You're obsessed with this, or not obsessed, but you need to find something that's right for you and your family, your career, location, company, position, right? Your own needs. Is it possible that companies do the same thing? Is it possible that companies do the same thing? Of course it is. I'm going to share something with you today that you probably haven't heard before. See, not all companies have openings at the time they're looking, they don't all have openings at the time that you're looking or calling on them or sending your resume to them, even though they're running advertisements. In fact, some companies do not have any actual openings when they're running these advertisements. Some headhunters do this too, all the time. They run blind P.O. box ads. Have you ever had that? You're trying to figure out who the company is? What is this? P.O. box, what is this? Right? What is this thing? Headhunters, those are headhunters is what they are. They're fishing. This can be frustrating, especially if you're out of work and you need a position, right? Trying to figure out who this company is? I can't stand that. When I used to be out on the job market, I hated that. Who is this? Hope it's not my company. Kind of sounds like my company. I better not send my resume to them. Okay, so let's keep digging this. Okay, because not all companies are looking at the time they're running ads, okay? Okay? You know, is it safe to assume that since you now are in the pursuit of something that will personally benefit you, maybe companies, perhaps, might be looking for their needs, their prospective needs. Basically how these companies can benefit by you. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. These companies are looking how you can benefit them. All right? So let me tell you a little bit of story to cement what I'm talking about here. As I mentioned, I'm in the executive search business. When I first learned the executive recruiting business, I was trying to get searches, right? I couldn't recruit if I didn't have a search. You know, it's the old chicken and egg theory. Can't have one without the other. Which one comes first? I don't know. I was new. I didn't have a clue. So I can't have one without the other, right? So I had to have a search. Well, I was new, novice, rookie. So I started on calling companies that were running advertisements, right? Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense. An interesting thing started to happen when I did this. I started to hear all these strange, weird stories from these companies. Weird to me, anyway, at the time. Do you know what some of those weird things were? It would go something like this. Oh, Mike, I know we're running ads for that structural steel superintendent, or whatever it was I was looking for, or whatever they were advertising for, controller, but we really don't need one. Or, oh, Mike, you must have seen our advertisement, right? And I'm a novice at this point. I would say, yes, I have. They'd say, well, we really don't need a controller. This would go on and on, right? It would drive me crazy. So I would respond, you know, and naturally I would respond like this because I was new. Remember, I was a rookie. I'd say, well, why are you running the ad then? Why are you running this job ad? Here's the punchline. Regardless of the position that I was calling on, trying to get a search, right? They say, we're just running these ads because we know it's so hard to find a structural steel person or a controller with construction background or whatever it was. We just know how hard it is to find these type of people and to fill these type of positions. And we thought maybe we'd get lucky and someone would see our ad. And, of course, I would say, you know, okay, if I happen to find someone like this, would you be willing to hire them, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm trying to turn this into to a search. And sometimes I would. But, see, companies are always looking for good people in good or bad economies. I mean, they have all their positions filled. Everybody must, you know, they have someone in each seat of the positions in their company. But they certainly would like to get rid of a couple if all of a sudden they got lucky and somebody came in. But they don't have an opening. They don't have a job opening. See, companies are looking out for their best interest, too. You got this? Are you following this, people? Companies are looking after their best interest. So you must look after their best interest. I can hear you. Okay, what does this mean? Okay, I got it. What does this mean for me? What do I do? Let me ask you, is there a better way to pursue a career position? Yes! By all means, it's called pursuing job opportunities. These are not vacant positions. Most companies will make room in the tent for a truly outstanding individual that can help them grow and be profitable. Your entire approach should be to point out the benefits to the company they will enjoy by hiring you. You got it? Find that company you want to go to work for. I don't care if they're not advertising positions. You may have somebody fishing, like I was talking about earlier, but most companies, this is what I said a couple shows ago, when I said every company is looking. That's how the executive search business exists, right? So, to steal a line from a famous President John F. Kennedy speech, which we've all heard 1,000 times before, ask not what a company can do for you, but what you can do for the company. What you can do for the company. When I hire people at our firm, the first thing they'll do is come in, and depending on the level of the position, they'll be asking me about, oh, do you have health insurance? What kind of vacation do you have? Do you have 401k? Is there any matching? I don't even know if this person can do anything for our firm, and they want to know what I can do for them. Next! See? Don't ask what the company can do for you. You tell them what you can do for them. This key will open more doors than you can handle. Like I said, we've discussed this on the show many times. You may have thought I was crazy when I said every company is looking. This is what I was talking about. Creating opportunities for you. Creating opportunities for you. When you get in front of the company, the hiring manager, HR person, whatever, talk about your past accomplishments and how they can benefit the company. How what your background can benefit them. If you don't know what the company wants or what their needs are, you need to find out. Today with the technology, you can find out everything about a company, what they like, what they look for in candidates, where they went to college, you know, and you can play on all this stuff. Don't lie, but if you can do something that they need, you need to share that with them. And if a company doesn't have any openings, don't let that deter you. Matter of fact, those are the ones I want you to approach, the ones that you can help. They're not advertising. You go see them. The story I told you about them running ads is just to cement the fact that companies are always looking for good people, and they're putting these ads out there just hoping to get someone, okay? But if they're not advertising now, that doesn't mean they don't have any openings, because when they were running these ads, they had all their positions filled. They were just fishing, hoping to catch somebody, okay? Remember, if you are obsessed with finding a career position on the basis of what's in it for you, what you need and want, in other words, your own needs, is it possible that companies do the same thing? Is it possible that companies are doing the same thing? They're looking for what's in it for them. I don't care what question you're asked in an interview. It's always, what can you do for me? Hi, thanks for coming. What can you do for us? Hi, thanks for coming in. I see you. What can you do for us? And you were here, ABC Company, before that. What can you do for us? And I see that you went to college. What can you do for us? And I know that you went over here. What can you do for us? What can you do for us? What can you do for us? I don't care what the question is. So every time you answer a question, you got to couch it as what it means to them. What it means to them, okay? The answer to is it possible that companies are looking out for their best interest? The answer is yes, totally yes, 100% yes. So now that you know this, I want you to flip it around on them. You know these companies are looking after their best interest, right? So when you meet with them, you look after their best interest too, and focus on what you can do for them. Now, don't just wait around for companies to run advertisements. Find that company you want to go to work for. Approach them. Tell them your story on what you can do for them, what they would enjoy by hiring you. And you go for it. Good luck to everyone out there with this issue. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.